You're listening to the Ben Uyama Podcast, where we talk about personal growth for men, becoming godly men, and my personal favorite, mastering our sex drive. I'm also married, and my professional line of work has been consulting men with sexual addiction for many years now. So let's get started.
If you are feeling overwhelmed recently, if you are dropping balls left and right, if you are criticizing others, if you're just angry all the time, then I have four signs that you need a break for your mental health. And I'm not just going to give you the signs, my friend. I'm going to give you the solution. I'm going to give you four things that you can do today that will help you have a mental health break without needing to quit your job or drop out of school. In recent months, myself, I have experienced immense amounts of stress and overwhelm in my life. And I could have just given in, ran away, went to addiction, went back to my old porn habits. But instead, I chose to do these things. I chose to minimalize my life. I chose to get perspective, to see myself clearly for what's going on. And I went from absolute overwhelm to very quickly feeling peace of mind and control over my life in a healthy way. The first sign that you need a break, my friend, is that you find yourself constantly criticizing people in your life, blaming, angry, upset, just stewing and fuming and brooding at your coworkers, at your family, your parents, your brother, your sister, at your schoolmates. Just, it's insidious and it's constantly on your mind and it's taking up your headspace because you can't sleep at night because you're thinking of these people. You can't sleep at night because you're saying out everyone should be better and do better. My friend, people are not flawless. People are not perfect. People will make mistakes. People sometimes are pieces of shit. Congratulations, you're human. You have accepted the reality that no one in this world will meet the ideal expectations of what an ideal perfect person is. And the reality is that if you can, for a second, just point the fingers at yourself, look at yourself in the mirror, and realize that you're criticizing people unnecessarily, and yes, they should change. Yes, they should, objectively speaking, can grow. But to the point where it's affecting your peace of mind, your headspace, taking up your precious attention, time, and headspace, it means that it is unhealthy and it's time for you to take a break. I'll tell you in a second how you can take a break. The second sign that you need a break is that you're dropping balls. You are missing deadlines. You are making mistakes at work, in school. You are failing your duties. You are lacking integrity and the commitments that you have made in your life. It means your life is overcomplicated. There's too much going on and it's time to simplify, take a break. The third sign that you need to take a break, brother, is that you have been recently spending more and more time on screens. More time has been consuming your energy through the use of social media, through YouTube, through Instagram, through TikTok, through reading articles, through watching TV shows, anime, movies, etc. And you have noticed an uptick in your use of these forms of media. It means you need a break. It means that you are fundamentally lacking something in your life, or something is consuming you that is forcing you and causing you to wanting to escape to your device. Video games, I forgot to mention that. Porn, you've consumed more of it. It's time to take a break. It's a clear sign. Number four sign you need a break is that you are just angry. You've noticed all the time, it's constant and subtle, but it's a constant feeling of just when you're driving, when you're at home, when you bump your knee, when somebody says something to you, you're constantly angry. It's like you're sunburnt. When you're in a state of being sunburnt, everything, every little touch, tap on the shoulder is like absolute pain. It means you're sunburnt. It means you need to take a break. You need to heal. All right. So this is what you can do. I'm going to give you four things that you can start right now that does not require you to quit your job or to drop out of school or do anything drastic, right? The first thing that I would recommend that you probably would benefit most from is getting perspective. You can't assume reasonably that you will have all the answers to dealing with your difficulties in life. You need perspective. You need to reach out to a parent, an uncle figure, aunt figure, a pastoral figure, to God. You need to reach out for perspective. You need to seek mentorship, guidance, and wisdom from people that can see you clearly and your situation clearly and say, oh, dude, you need to stop doing that, or you need to do this. Like, easy. I've been through this. Someone that's been through exactly what you've gone through or similar to what you've gone through and can say, like, dude, you just have to do this. That's all you have to do. You're lost in a jungle. I've been through the jungle. I've seen the other side. You just have to take this path here and you'll be out of the jungle. Like that. It's perspective. It's mentorship. And the reality is that the cycle you found yourself in is that you're feeling these emotions of overwhelm, of needing a break, but you're not seeking the support that you need, but instead you're isolating yourself and you're going to devices, to your screens, social media, gaming, porn, at a time where you should be doing the opposite of that. You should be connecting with a person that's going to give you perspective. Connecting with your conscience and with God that's going to give you perspective. Get perspective. It could look as simple as getting your bros together and going camping. This is what I do in my own life. Every few months, I'll call my bros up. I have three good friends in my area and say, hey, let's go camping. Done deal. Changes your life. We all talk over a campfire. We share how we're doing, what's going on recently. Get perspective from brothers. Because brothers, if they're good friends, they will challenge you. And then we'll say, dude, like, you don't need that. Come on, you're better than that. They're not going to sympathize with you. Say, oh, your life is so difficult. I'm so sorry. No, they're going to say, dude, come on. Get your act together. You can do better. Let's compete to see who can be the best. That's what brothers do. That's what men do. Get your brothers together. If you have a parent you can reach out to, a father especially, reach out to your father, say, or an uncle figure or a father figure, someone in your life, and say, hey, I need some perspective. Done deal. It will change your life. Second thing you can do that's not drastic but really transformative is to change your environment. All right? If you find you're working at home, for example, or you're always studying at home, change your environment. Go to a cafe. Go to a co-working space to do your work and change your environment. Maybe, especially if you do work from home, have that opportunity, go travel to another country and do your work there. You have a different environment, different perspective, and maybe slow down a little bit. Because often the reasons we feel overwhelmed is because the environment around us, there's cars going by, it's busy, it's hustle bustle. There's this overall pressure to like get shit done, to hustle, and to keep moving forward. But if you just take a step back and go to the more remote places of our world, go to the countryside of Italy, go to the boondocks of Utah, or to Minnesota, I don't know, God knows where, anywhere, most countries and states around the world. If you just take a drive an hour, 2 hours in any direction, you'll find a very peaceful living environment where it's not hustle, hustle, go, 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 but it's just simple. And I think if you're in that environment, it'll help you take the break you need without you needing to quit school or quit work or any of that, all right? Even if you have kids, guys, and are married, you can spend a weekend just being like, hey, honey, I need to just take a break from life. I'm gonna go out camping with my bros. I'm gonna go out by myself and just focus, internalize, and prioritize my life and get my shit together. Done. Third thing you can do to take a break, mental health for the health, is to minimalize your life. Your life is overcomplicated. There's too much going on. I gotta do this, I gotta do that. There's too many responsibilities. What I do, and I recommend you do, is list everything in a notebook or on your journaling app. List all the things that is causing you overwhelm in your life. All the things that is causing you any bit of stress or conflict or frustration or anger or just confusion and unclarity about everything, from money to vacations to travel to relationship to marriage to finding a wife to your work, the work you do, to what kind of business you want to start, everything at all that's causing you any kind of conflict or uncertainty in your life. List them out and ask yourself the question, how can I make this as minimal and simple as possible? And be clear about it, because when you have clarity, then you free up your headspace to focus on other things, because you don't have to think about it anymore. If you make a clear decision, for example, for my health, my fitness, I'm going to work out 3 times a week for the next 6 months, and I'm going to intermittent fast for the next 6 months. I'm gonna fast for 16 hours a day, and I'm going to work out 3 hours a week. Done. Now you've made a clear decision and you don't have to think about fitness anymore because you've decided what you're gonna do. Done deal. If you're trying to find a wife, a partner, I'm gonna go on X amount of dates every month and that's what I'm committing to do. Done, clear. And there's no more of this, oh, I should do this, I should do that. It's like, I'm clear what I'm doing and I don't have to think about it anymore. If you wanna invest, for example, you say, I'm gonna invest 50% of my income every month into stocks, S&P 500, index funds. Done deal. Just an example. You don't have to do that. But it's clear. I know what I'm doing and I don't have to think about it, right? Minimize your life to the point where you just don't have to think about it and it's just simple, all right? Now, the fourth thing that you can do to take a mental health break is to make clear decisions. Make clear decisions about all the things, the decisions that are unmade in your life are taking up a lot of the weight and the headspace and the focus of you, because at the back of your mind, you're thinking, oh, I should do this, I should do that, I should be working out more, I should be finding a wife, I should have children, I should make more money, I should go on vacation, I should do all this shit. Sure, but if you make clear decisions, you free up the headspace. You don't have to think about shoulds. It's like, I'm doing this. In my life, the should in my mind is I should do X, Y, and Z with my kids. I constantly think about this because I have three children. And the thought is like, I should take my kids camping. I should take them hunting or fishing, or I should teach them this, et cetera, et cetera. But if I minimalize my relationship with my kids and I think about it, it's like all I really have to do is spend quality time with them every day. Whether that's playing Legos on the floor or going out, it doesn't matter. As long as I'm spending that quality time with them, focused on them, and teaching them in any way I can, that's it. And so my headspace regarding raising children, which is a very complicated thing, like simple, easy. I don't need to do anything. I don't need to teach them how to do long division. F that. I need to spend quality time with them so that I can teach them important things and they can know that I love them, no matter what. Make clear decisions. If, for example, your headspace is consumed by, should I drop out of school? Should I quit my job, for example? Your job is causing you a lot of stress in your life. It's causing you to feel just overwhelmed and it's complicated. I get it. Make a decision. You're going to quit. You're going to quit after 1 month or 6 months or 1 year and say, I'm going to go all in and make this the best year or 6 months of my life regarding my work, regarding my school. And then I'm going to make a decision to quit or to keep going. It's clear. I'm going to quit. Your life is your life. You cannot tolerate a miserable existence anymore, guys. You should not tolerate the intolerable. You should not tolerate a work environment that you absolutely hate and dread, and make all these reasons why you need to continue in that environment. You don't need to do anything. You shouldn't. You don't should or shouldn't do anything. You do what you want in your life and that is aligned with where you want to go in your life. What is your North Star? What is your end mission in your life that you're trying to accomplish, that God has set in your soul to accomplish, and take steps toward that? And anything that is not in line with your ultimate North Star in your life, you eliminate, you remove. That Saturday night dinner with that friend or that parent, whatever, that's consuming your time and your energy, and you don't think it's really in line with where you need to go in your life, consider that it's not the exact framework or avenue to accomplish that. Maybe there's a better way. Maybe you can just have a dinner with that friend or that parent once a month and make it very deliberate, and you go somewhere, you go on a hike or something, and that's it. This light is killing me, by the way, in the eyes. It is extremely bright, but I want you to see my face. Just be clear about your decisions, and that is how ultimately you will free up your mind to focus, to accomplish your goals, and to stop living a shitty, miserable existence. I love you guys with all my heart. I'm gonna close this video with a sign off saying, you are loved more than you know, more than you could ever imagine, and I'll see you in the next video. Lots of love.
Hey guys, my 30-day program for quitting porn and masturbation is totally free for y'all right now at benuyama.com. I'm making it available for all you guys. It's limited space. I don't want everyone taking this, so if you're the right person, then you can check it out at benuyama.com and you will get free access to a program and a course that has changed the lives of many people. And I want to do the same for you. I have nothing to sell you guys. All right, enjoy.